USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Ovidio Guzman Lopez, a son of former Sinaloa cartel leader Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, pleaded not guilty yesterday to U.S. drug trafficking, money laundering, and other charges. Lopez had been extradited to the United States on Friday, 5 months after U.S. prosecutors unsealed multiple indictments against him and his brothers. The indictments allege that the brothers steered the cartel increasingly into synthetic drugs, such as fentanyl. Lopez and his brother have denied the claims, previously saying in a letter, quote, "We are victims of persecution and have been made into scapegoats," end quote. Lopez's next court date is set for November 17th. Donald Trump's campaign confirmed that the presidential candidate will be skipping next week's Republican presidential debate and will instead visit the Detroit area to speak with striking auto workers. His campaign will be flying out to Michigan, a key battleground state, next week, and is expected to give a speech to members of various unions, including the striking United Auto Workers. Trump has previously said on social media sites, Truth Social, the United Auto Workers are being sold down the drain with all this all-electric car scam. Canada is investigating allegations India may have been involved in an assassination of a Sikh activist on Canadian soil. The victim, Sikh leader Hardeep Nijjar, was gunned down outside a Sikh cultural center in Surrey, British Columbia, 3 months ago. Nijjar was a strong supporter of an independent Sikh homeland known as Khalistan. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said Canadian intelligence agencies are investigating allegations that the government of India may have played a role. Thanks for listening. We are USA News.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. That's 800-215-2418.
Here's a stat you may have not seen coming. Impulse buys are on the rise, especially among heavy users of social media.
According to Ted Rossman, who's a senior industry analyst at Bankrate, millennials lead the pack in these spontaneous purchases, averaging just over $1,000 annually.
It can really add up. We found that over the past year, about 4 out of 10 social media users made an impulse buy of something that they saw on social media. And unfortunately, 57% of them regretted at least one of the purchases.
The research indicates that as age increases, the inclination to make impulsive buys driven by social media decreases. A staggering $71 billion was devoted to impulsive purchases in the last year. I'm John Schaefer.
After a baby was killed by the drug fentanyl in a New York City daycare center, Mayor Eric Adams is ready to come down hard on anything fentanyl.
Adams noted fentanyl is not marijuana sitting on your tabletop, but it's a very dangerous drug that even a small amount can kill an adult.
There needs to be a full national assault on this drug entering our city.
He added that you can't be a parent and not be angry that one child was killed and three others were rushed to the hospital from the drug exposure. Meantime, two suspects have been charged with murder and another person is being sought by police.
Lance Pry, USA News.
This cardboard order, is it up to date?
Camila's recyclable coffee cup factory can no longer be considered a grande.
Redesign? It's at the printer.
She needs more designers to jump the business to a triple shot.
Client wants to see several more design options. The logo's gotta be bigger.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.